Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. 2 weeks ago, you probably remember, we were in the middle, smack dab in the middle of a kind of media frenzy covering H1N1, commonly known as swine flu, the epidemic that apparently began in Mexico. Well, the media may have moved on, but not the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Latest numbers, it's been found in 45 U.S. states. There have been over 3,300 confirmed cases around the U.S., and the CDC said this week that pregnant women should be treated with Tamiflu, even though the drug isn't normally recommended for pregnancy because of the risks of the swine flu in pregnant women. One of the three H1N1-related deaths in the U.S. was a pregnant woman in Texas. To explain some of the details and to give us some context for these precautions, Tim Uecke, medical epidemiologist for the CDC, joins us from Atlanta. Tim, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
And is it Dr. Tim or just Tim?
Dr. Tim is fine.
All right, great. First of all, what would you say to a pregnant woman? And I'm sure many have like come up to you on the street. It must be hard for you to get through a dinner party. And says, you know, what should I do here?
Well, the first thing is there's no cause for panic. But what we have seen is this epidemic is spreading in the U.S. It's spreading worldwide. It's not over by any means. And we've seen a lot of sick people. Most people are having, relatively mild to moderate illness that does not require hospitalization, self-limited influenza-like illness, sometimes with diarrhea and vomiting. But we have seen a number of cases among pregnant women, and we have seen some pregnant women that are hospitalized. And as you mentioned, one has died. And we're trying to get the word out. The best thing is to avoid people who are sick. Stay away from people that appear to be coughing. Certain preventive measures. If there are women who are pregnant who have fever and acute respiratory symptoms, so cough, sore throat, so forth, runny nose, muscle aches, those women should seek medical attention right away. There are tests available to detect this new virus infection, and there are antiviral medications. And as you mentioned, oseltamivir or Tamiflu can be prescribed. And what we're recommending at CDC is that pregnant women seek medical care early and that they should be treated if it's thought that they have symptoms compatible with this new swine H1N1 virus infection.
All right, so you've got the pregnancy, you know, which is 9 months, 36 weeks. Is this more of an issue in early term or late term, or does it not make a difference? It's equally an issue.
That's a great question. We really don't know. You know, this is, again, a new infection. We're just learning a lot every day. I think pregnant women of any gestation, what we've seen is just, you know, early data. Some of the more severe cases are in women who are in the third trimester. But certainly women of any trimester that appear to have, you know, they're sick acutely with fever, respiratory symptoms should seek medical care. We know that in past influenza pandemics of the 20th century, there were higher death rates in pregnant women, and there were other complications associated with this in pregnant women. We know during seasonal influenza epidemics, pregnant women are at greater risk for hospitalizations, complications. But, you know, again, this is a new virus infection. We have observed a number of pregnant women who have confirmed infections and some severe and fatal outcomes, as I mentioned. And so we want to get the word out, really, both to the to pregnant women as well as to the OBGYN community.
Now, how does this have an impact on the fetus? Does the fetus actually get the flu, or is it more about a weakness in the mother affecting the baby and affecting the overall health?
Well, that's a great question. We really don't know that much right now. Certainly, any time a pregnant woman develops a fever, that certainly puts the developing fetus at risk. So in general, infections are, you know, you want to really avoid these in a pregnant woman. We don't know about the risks of, for example, a pregnant woman who gets infected with this new virus, about the risks of transference to the fetus. For example, we know that in other influenza virus is something that is not a human virus, but an avian influenza virus, for example, the H5N1 virus, that has caused very severe disease and fatal outcomes. There have been pregnant women infected, and there's at least one case in which it appeared that the virus was in the bloodstream and had infected the developing fetus through the placenta. But we don't know whether this virus can get in the bloodstream. It potentially could in a very, very severely, critically ill pregnant woman, and therefore there could be potential. Again, we don't have data on this. It's something that we'd like to look at. It's a brand new infection, so we don't know.
And finally, you know, 2 weeks ago, the media was all over this. What do you say to someone that really doesn't know the difference between whether they should be alarmed or whether they've been watching, a reality show like The Amazing Virus with, Sanjay Gupta all over the world? What is the hysteria versus the actual medical risk here?
Well, there's no cause for panic. There's definitely not. But I think that... all the interest has died down, but this virus has not gone away. It's a new virus. It appears that most people are highly susceptible. We have seen a lot of outbreaks. As you know, in New York City, there have been school outbreaks. There have been university outbreaks in other states. Yeah. There have been, a lot of people who have been infected in the U.S. But again, this is a global problem. There's, I believe, more than there's 33 countries to date that have reported more than almost 6,500 confirmed cases.
Well, we'll keep watching the numbers. Definitely plenty to watch between now and the fall when we'll probably be dealing with this again. Tim Uecke, medical epidemiologist for the CDC. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.